It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Fab Four Friday, Fraxis Friday. That's right. November the 11th, Veterans Day. And this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. A couple things going around our community. We have the Boys and Girls Club, Desert Tromp, starting today out in the desert. And if you're not out there right now, you're probably not in a Jeep. Tomorrow, they go for all the little off-road vehicles. Got questions, you can call 928-763-1411. And then there's a blood drive today going on. It kicks off at 1 o'clock Arizona time at the Bullhead Health Club. Till 5, call by talent if you have questions, 877-258-4825. And tomorrow there's a golf tournament for We Care Cancer Support at Laughlin Ranch. Questions, call 928-404-1255. And then this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the annual Arts and Crafts Fair in Kingman for Cancer Care Unit. It's 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday at the fairgrounds. Call KRMC if you have questions, 928-757-2101. And Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. All right, would you like to get involved in the healthcare system? Well, Legacy Rehab and Healthcare will hire and train you to be a certified nursing assistant. That's right. Through MCC, you get that certification. All while you're being paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. If you have a problem with pests or your alarm system or pools, call 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Well, if you are, you might grab the phone and call 928-288-2691. He has the money. Mojave Mortgage, the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, has got all kinds of money to give out. That's right. You come in, you want a vacation home, you want, you know, $210,000 or something. You want a little cabin up in Williams. All right. So you sit down at his desk, you start filling out the paperwork, then you realize he's gone. He's not at his desk anymore. Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. He goes down into the vault underground. It's the size of the Pentagon. There's money on every shelf. And he gets your $210,000, he puts it on a silver platter and comes right back up and hands it to you. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Right. Call him, 928-288-2691. All right, into the studio with our guests, and we're welcoming Jeff Viles, who I've known forever, who is a detective with the Bullhead City Police Department assigned to get them.
That's correct.
You can't shake your head. They can't hear you.
That's correct.
And you brought with you your supervisor.
Yes, sir, I have. Sergeant Dave Stopke with the Arizona Department of Public Safety.
Okay. All right. And Dave, you know, I'm just sitting here remembering, didn't you do the Kiwanis Kids Expo the first time around?
I did.
That's right. Okay. See, I remember those old things.
Yeah.
And so explain, and you're with DPS.
That is correct.
Highway Patrol. And so in the Highway Patrol itself, it's not just Highway Patrol. There's a lot of different divisions, and you do a lot more than just roadways.
That is correct. So yeah. We're the Arizona Department of Public Safety, so one of our divisions is the Highway Patrol Division, and that is who you normally see out on the highways in our tan uniform and our silver and black cars.
In your rearview mirror.
Correct. And then with that, we also have a criminal investigations division that houses our current GETM or gang unit in that division. We also have vehicle theft task force, narcotics units, and things of that nature. And then we have other divisions that assist the agency as well.
Okay. And tell us what GETM stands for.
GETM is the Gang Intelligence Enforcement Team Enforcement Mission.
Okay.
So essentially, just an acronym. We don't really do much in the immigration field, actually, in my 21 years in the gang unit. I don't believe that we've ever done any illegal immigration enforcement activity. It's always focused on gang enforcement and gang investigations and community events that do that focus on prevention, gang prevention and intervention.
So listeners are probably thinking, well, you got a guy in there from Bullhead PD and a guy in there from DPS. How's that work? This is a multi-agency task force.
Correct. That is. So we have units across the state, and it is ran by DPS, and we partner up with local agencies in those areas with detectives and get them on board and provide them resources and that agency's resources to combat gangs.
And the big piece of this is intelligence, all right? I mean, you've got to know what's going on. You've got to be talking to your gang unit in Flagstaff or your guys in, you know, Pima or whatever. But how many agencies in Mojave County are your team?
Well, currently there's just Bullhead that's assigned to the gang enforcement team mission. Over the years, we've had detectives from Lake Havasu, from Kingman PD, from the Sheriff's Office, and even from Fort Mojave Tribal PD. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it's hard for agencies to even get enough manpower and officers to do the patrol duties.
Right.
So, generally speaking, if an agency doesn't have enough manpower to fill those mandatory spots, they're not going to provide DPS with a detective to come to a task force.
Right.
I can tell you, you know, that's been the biggest struggle, keeping our task force fully staffed. Like I said, over the years, we've had detectives from many different agencies. And if, you know, for example, the Kingman Police Department, if they start losing officers based on, you know, people going
retirement
to other agencies,
or,
retirement, all these different reasons that people leave agencies. If they had somebody in the task force and now they have a patrol shift that has to be filled, well, they would take that person out of our task force, put them back in patrol, because those calls for service have to be the primary focus of the police chief and of the city council and all of those type of things. So it's just been a struggle to keep, you know, our task force fully staffed. But I will tell you, so that happens. And, you know, one of the things that Sergeant Stopke didn't mention is that DPS pays 75 or 80% of my salary to Bullhead. So,
oh, okay.
So my salary is reimbursed from DPS. So essentially that gives our chief the opportunity to put me into this position. DPS pays my salary, and then that enables Chief Treves to hire somebody else in my place, gives him an extra spot on the payroll.
So, Sergeant, does that not happen with Kingman or Havasu PD?
It does.
Okay. All right. So when they say they're going to pull somebody out of GETM and put them back on the streets, they're now assuming the full-time pay for that individual, which before that, 75% was paid by the state of...
Correct.
By DPS.
That's correct. But generally speaking, that's not the primary concern. The primary concern is having that body back
right.
in patrol.
I understand.
Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. What I was mentioning is I started in this unit in 2002. And at that time, I think they paid 85% of our salary. That went away, and at that time, GETM was flourishing across the state. We had about 60 outside agency task force guys across the state. GETM was as big as it ever was back when I first started. In 2004, the legislature took all of that money away from Gidim. And to Rodney Head's credit, for many years, I was the only detective in the state that was left in the state task force, the state gang task force. So Rodney knew that having a gang enforcement unit in our city was a primary concern for the safety of our citizens. So he agreed to continue to pay my salary and kept me in Gidim during that time where, you know, we didn't have where DPS didn't have the money to fund the position. So I was the only outside agency detective in the entire state of Arizona that was being financed by my city and continued to work for DPS. And I think that really showed
the commitment.
The commitment from Bullhead PD to DPS, and we've had a really, really great working relationship, and I know DPS continues to have a great working relationship with Bullhead PD, and I think it stems from that decision that Rodney made, you know, 20 plus years ago to foster that great working relationship.
Rodney remembers when he was MCSO and it was him and the Ohio Patrol all up and down the river, and that was it.
Right.
You know, and they always had each other's back. So
for sure,
that probably sits in the back of his mind when he made decisions like that. Now that he's enjoying retirement, Sergeant, are you in contact with Chief Doyle and Chief Cooper and Sheriff, saying when do we get your body? When do we get a body? When do we get a body?
So those are talks that are either coming, going to be coming. We have a new commander, and he's in the area, so we're going to allow him to make those calls and facilitate those conversations. But that's certainly something that is on the horizon.
Because he's already rubbing elbows with those guys in other meetings.
Correct. Yeah. And it's just, again, it depends on if those agencies are staffed and they have the ability to provide us with those people.
And that goes the same like for an SRO position, you know, or boat officers. Or the drug enforcement, you know. Sometimes you have to pull from those areas to staff the streets.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I know recently Bullhead PD had to pull from the drug division and put them on the street. So I understand that.
Yeah, I share an office with those guys, and, you know, that really was cumbersome for us when, you know, I definitely understand why those decisions are made.
Sure.
But when those two narcotics detectives had to go back to patrol, well, that there was a trickle-down effect even for my unit, because we rely on each other.
Right.
We work hand-in-hand mm-hmm. with the narcotics unit. And, you know, for us to be able to do a search warrant or to do an operation, oftentimes we need 6 or 8 bodies.
Right.
And those were our go-to guys. So not having those guys right there that we could, you know, ask for immediate assistance.
Right.
It sort of changed the complexion of how we operated, you know, from a gang unit perspective as well.
Do you know if Magnet is still involved with all these agencies to the level of which they were?
I'll let Sergeant Stopke answer that.
I don't know all of the details. I know that their unit is still up and going, but as far as what's going on in those units, I have no idea.
Okay. All right. And you don't know unless you're talking to your partners in the...
Well, I know that Bullhead PD has, I believe, at least two detectives assigned to Magnet.
Okay.
As far as the other agencies, I couldn't speak on that.
Right. Okay. I'll have to get somebody from Magnet in here.
For sure. That would be Sergeant Rigger.
Sergeant Rigger. Okay. I don't know who he is, but we'll find out. All right. Let us take a break. We're at 20 past the hour. If you have questions, grab your phone, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. They'll be more than happy to answer them for you. I do want to remind you that Monday on the program, we're going to have the Needle City Manager in here, Rick Daniels. So you can think of questions you want to ask him over the weekend. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Orders are in, and it's time to prepare to plant your Mojave Electric Operation Cool Shade tree. Bullhead City pickup location is again at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse, November 12th from 7 a.m. until noon. Our Kingman pickup will be at the Pinyon Pine Fire Department, November 19th from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. For more information, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com. That's MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Hey, do you want help with retirement planning? East West Financial Services specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, and principal protection. He's in Kingman and Bullhead City for 20 years. He's been doing it for 30. So if you have questions about retirement, sit down with Jack Mafara. Let him answer your questions. The questions are free. Just call him up, say, I want to sit down with you, and, you know, here's what I got, and here's what I want to do with it, and here's what I want to make, and see, let him make the magic and make it happen for you. Call him at 928-888-9828. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center has a fully staffed 24/7 emergency room available to serve anyone in the tri-state area, any time of day, and with any medical issue. Over a dozen emergency rooms in the ED, emergency department, and they're all state-of-the-art. That's right. Just what you need if you have an emergency. So call 928-763-CARE or 928-763-2273 if you have questions. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Sometimes our temperatures are starting to get cooler, aren't they? Yeah. So you're probably not using that air conditioning too much, maybe in the late afternoon. But is it going to last? And how about your heater and furnace? Are they going to make it for the next 4 or 5 months? Well, get them serviced now before they break. Call 928-758-2400. Call them and talk to them and say, come out and service my thermostat, my AC, my swamp cooler, my furnace, my heater and heat pumps. They can do it all for you. Great way to prevent something from breaking down. 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, several ways for you to save. Annual and seasonal golf passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is number 4 in Arizona. Go to laughlinranch.com. And the public's always welcome. You can also book your lunch or dinner appointment there. And you can also make appointments for the spa and your tea times. All right, back in the studio. And our DPS commander, or DPS sergeant, and Jeff Viles. And being assigned to the detective unit in your agency, Jeff, you probably hear a lot of stuff from the detectives downstairs that are feeding stuff up to you.
To a certain degree, yes. I also have a supervisor at Bullhead PD, Sergeant Williams. So he's the commander of detective. The detective bureau.
Lieutenant.
The lieutenant. I call him the commander.
You called him sergeant a minute ago.
So if a case comes in from patrol, and then it gets filtered through the system, and it goes to Lieutenant Williams, and if there's some type of gang nexus, if the reporting party identifies a suspect or a witness or really anything to do, if they mention the word gang or there's obviously some kind of overt gang nexus to it, then that case will be assigned to either myself or Detective Mattering in the gang unit.
Okay. So you get that way you come in directly involved with it.
Correct.
Sergeant, in Mojave County with DPS and the other agencies, you got about 7 members right now?
Around that.
You need more if you're going to execute a search warrant on a house, right? Where do you get the more from? I mean, 7 guys is a pretty good number to surround a house, but you can always use more, right?
Like Detective Vial said, we'll either pull from, say, Magnet, other agencies. DPS has an investigation unit as well in Mojave County, so we'll either use them or we'll pull from our other sister agencies sister squads such as Yavapai or Apache Navajo. When we do bigger operations, then we'll bring in other detective units from the Phoenix area if need be.
Okay. And that was a question I was going to ask you two. Are you also, your 7-member team, do you get called to Yavapai? Do you get called to Pima or Phoenix?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. And when you have this state task force of GITM officers, you guys are meeting frequently and talking and texting all the time to share information, right?
That is correct.
How many gang units do we have in Mojave County that you think you can identify?
Gang units?
I mean, how many gang, I don't want to say gang members, but how many gangs or different types of gangs do we have?
We have criminal street gangs. Basically, those would be like your traditional Hispanic gangs. We also have outlaw motorcycle gangs. We had, over the years, a couple of different black sets that have moved into the area. But primarily, we have criminal street gangs known as Sureños that come from Southern California and try to set up operations not only in Arizona but across the country. Oftentimes we say one of California's biggest exports is gang members.
Oh.
So not to talk negatively on that particular state, but that's just the reality.
And that's who you come in contact with.
That's the reality of the situation is a lot of our gang members are transient in nature, and when I interview them, they primarily say, yeah, I just moved here from Los Angeles and I'm trying to start a new life for, you know, getting away from the drug culture and the gang culture. And then the next time I talk to them, they're right back doing the same things that they did in Southern California here, which is, just committing crimes such as selling drugs and possessing firearms and doing those type of things.
Okay. Sergeant, statewide, how many different gangs do we have, or do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head. There's clearly every region, every area has their own gang issues that they are dealing with, and some areas are more infested with outlaw biker gangs. Some areas are more infested with street-level gangs. So speaking only with Mojave County, we just have a little bit of everything that we deal with here.
And so is it safe to say that in Mojave County, your guys are you two and the rest of your team are watching a couple dozen people?
I think it just depends, Larry. It depends on there's certain times of the year. Like on the big weekends when we have 20,000 visitors, in my experience, I can drive up and down the river and identify several dozen gang members, even on one particular day, that are just here visiting. And they come here and they, you know, a lot of these guys have their shirts off and they'll have a huge 18th Street tattoo on their abdomen, mm-hmm. or white fence or whatever the case may be. We have, for whatever reason, sometimes we have gang members that come to just visit our community that aren't really here to do anything other than enjoy.
We hope.
Yeah, enjoy the river like anybody else.
Wow. Okay.
Although, you know, in my experience, it's really hard to say that we have a couple of dozen. When, generally speaking, when somebody shows up, when a gang member shows up to our community, I've developed, and me and my partners have developed, a very good, I guess, community of people that provide us information. Mm-hmm. So,
snitches.
We don't really like to use that particular word.
Okay.
People that recognize that some of these people are showing up with bad intentions, and they're immediately identified, and that's how we prevent and continue to prevent Bullhead City from becoming a small Los Angeles,
right?
Where gangs are, you know, just
right
overrunning our streets. So when gang members show up, we quickly identify them, and we have the resources, being that we have, you know, six or seven guys
sure.
in our unit, and we'll do what we can within the law to make sure that they're not committing any crimes. When they show up, we want to find out, okay, is this a guy that's here to be rehabilitated, or is he here with bad intentions? And if they are here with bad intentions, and we find out that they're possessing firearms or back into the drug trade, then we do what we need to do within the law to rid them of our community.
Okay.
We can't allow these type of people
right.
to flourish in Bullhead City, and that's one of the things that we've done over the years is when they come, they're identified, and we determine whether or not they're committing crime, and if they are, we do our best to get them out of our community, whether it be jail, incarceration, prison, whatever the case may be.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. Let you guys catch your breath. 702-298-1063. If you have a question for these guests, give us a call. They cover the whole county, wherever you're listening. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work.
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the Loftman Outlet Center. And you're running out of time to finish your shopping list. There's something for everyone at the Loftman Outlet Center. For the naughty and nice. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Loftman Outlet Center.
Arnold here from Bradley Chevrolet. Cyber Cash Month is going on now. Receive $500 on our most popular Chevrolets and we'll match an additional $500. Costco members receive an additional $1,000 on select new Chevrolets. Take advantage of free tint, Dorage Guard, ceramic coat, and interior protection on all new Malibus. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Is your home or business secure? Do you need a complete quality camera system that you can record or watch live from your cell phone? Call a professional. Barron Security Solutions, 758-5499. Secure windows, doors, with a quality security system that provides 24/7 monitoring. Always local service and support from Barron Security Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. It's a Wings Day. We call it Fab Four because, you know, Paul McCartney was part of the Fab Four. Each and every day we're brought to you by Walker Service Electric. The Walker Electrician teams are all over Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead City, and all the areas in between. Walker Service Electric, well, they take care of homes, apartments, condominiums, mobiles, and any size business. I keep mentioning that they built the addition to KRMC in Kingman. They just built Fire Station 2 in Bullhead City, and they're finishing up Jimmy John's in Bullhead City. If you ever need an electrician, look at all the experience they have. Why would you want to call anyone else? Plus, they're available 24/7. Put the number in your cell phone. If you have an emergency on the weekends, 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where it's burger, fries, and pie time. Five different burgers to choose from. Add bacon, add cheese, and you get your fries. And then you get to pick your slice of a pie. Yeah. Maybe you want banana cream, strawberry, lemon, pumpkin. It's up to you. And by the way, they have over 100 different Coca-Cola products to choose from. And today's Fish Friday, which means all the fish you can eat at Perkins in Bullhead City. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside trash pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. You go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative wishes to thank their cooperative members for supporting renewable energy. Yes, reliable energy. In rural Arizona, the MEC application was approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission back on the 12th of October. Questions about reliable energy? Call MEC at 928-763-1100. All right, back in the studio here with the sergeant and the detective. And someone texted me a question about a specific area. We don't necessarily want to say specifically where gang members are, but they're probably throughout our county, right?
Oh, certainly. One of the things that I often say is, like, most communities, not just in Arizona, but across the country, have a certain element of gang members that sadly are transplants from California. I've seen case studies where there's Southern California gang members that have migrated to Utah, to Wyoming, all the way to New York and to Massachusetts.
Wow.
So this gang, it's called gang proliferation or gang migration, it's affecting communities across the country, not just Arizona, not just Bullhead City, not Kingman, not Havasu, across the country. There you can find a Southern California gang member in communities, you know, in Alaska.
Okay.
And other countries. Southern California gang members have even reached Argentina and places like that.
Wow.
It's really amazing.
So when you two have identified a gang member, when you find out he is from California, he or she is from California, you're not really surprised.
No, not at all. A majority of the gang members that I've come in contact with in our community are from Southern California, or there's some that are from Northern California, okay. But primarily 90% of them are from Southern California.
Wow. Okay. What about outside of our area? When you are called to assist another agency with a, for the lack of a better source, a big search or takedown, and you're called into Flagstaff someplace, do you often already know who you're taking down because they came from here? Are they moving around our state?
Well, gang members are very transient. That's why being part of a gang task force is so important, because if I have information, if I identify, you said Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Had that happen before where I'm investigating somebody and I find out they're from Flagstaff. Well, I can quickly pick up the phone. I can call one of my brother detectives from the gang unit in Flagstaff. Hey, what do you know about this particular individual? You know, what is his MO? What kind of vehicle does he drive? All of these different things. So networking and what we do is vital.
And that, in the beginning, I said intelligence is so important.
Certainly.
But that's the same thing. You're networking with these other agencies that they know the problems in their community, if it's Flag or if it's Williams or if it's Havasu or, you know, Parker. They all know the problems in their area. So your intelligence level, just like you said, you can call a partner there and get the rundown on the guy.
Certainly. And even on a broader spectrum, I'm the vice president of the Arizona Gang Investigators Association, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that does nothing more than trains officers, specifically gang officers, corrections, prosecutors, analysts. We have quarterly trainings. We have a yearly conference. And that is our best networking tool.
You mentioned prosecutors. Is that to give the prosecutor the tools in the courtroom?
Absolutely. A prosecutor has to know, because there's a very specific set of gang crimes under Arizona Revised Statutes. We have a whole section. If a gang member commits a crime, there's specific statutes that apply to that crime.
Even though it would be a crime that somebody else could do and that wouldn't occur.
Correct. So, say for example, if an average person commits a drive-by shooting,
right,
and he's just mad at the ex-boyfriend and he goes and drives by his house and fires a couple shots at the house, then that would be a Class 2 felony. He committed a drive-by shooting. If that same crime is perpetrated by a gang member against a rival gang, and I can show that that gang member committed that crime in furtherance of the gang and the gang's reputation, and that gang member somehow benefited by committing that crime, that's a completely separate. You have the initial drive-by shooting, and then he would also be charged with assisting a criminal street gang, which is also a Class 2 felony. So now he's doubling his possible prison sentence, and then there's additional factors that come into play, that the crime was perpetrated by a gang, and then there's sentencing enhancements that go on top of that.
So, Sergeant, are you or your captain visiting with other states, and are they doing basically the same thing, a separate set of rules for gang members that enhance what they did?
So in being so close to California, and we kind of use California as the gang capital of the world, kind of try to piggyback a lot of things that they have done, not reinventing the wheel.
Okay.
So I know that Detective Isles and myself have spent a lot of time, because of our geographical area and the closeness to California, we meet with those people and get information and intel, see how they're working and those kinds of things. And so as far as laws and how those are formulated, I mean, we have no say in those kinds
right.
of things. That's all done through.
I just wonder if you had ever heard, like, when you're working with somebody from San Bernardino County and they say, oh, look, yeah, he did a burglary, but he did this, 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 and we can tie it all together as a gang member and get him more time.
Well, there's a very specific set of laws, and burglary wouldn't be one of them.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can't just say, oh, the gang member,
he's
a gang member and he committed a burglary. Those specific crimes have to be, you have to prove that it was in benefit of the gang.
Oh, okay.
So burglary, unless there's a very, very specific set of circumstances where the gang was doing, you know, a rash of burglaries, and they were selling the stolen items to further the benefit, the proceeds, and they were, say, taking those proceeds from the stolen property and buying weapons or buying drugs, it would be very hard to prove that that was done to benefit the gang. So there's a very, very specific set of laws that are specific to gang members.
Okay. All right. As you travel into other areas across our state, does some of the counties have a bigger issue than what we have in Mojave County?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you look at Tucson or Maricopa County or Phoenix, Tempe, Glendale,
okay,
those bigger cities, I work very closely. I have many of my closest friends do the same thing that I do in
sure.
those cities, so I'm constantly exchanging information. Just like you said, that networking, that collaboration, that information sharing, the intelligence sharing, is vital in the success that we have across the state when trying to combat criminal street gangs. That's why these conferences that we do, these trainings that we do, are so important. Because sometimes, sometimes it's very difficult for even me, if I want to call the Phoenix Police Department and obtain a police report, that's not as easy as you might think. If I just say, "Hey, this is Detective Wiles. I'm with Bullhead PD. I need this report." There's a process, but if I can call my partner that works for Phoenix PD and say, "Hey, can you help me out with this? I'm looking for some information on this particular person," it streamlines that process
right.
and really makes our jobs a lot easier.
So and probably vice versa when he calls you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the bigger your network is, that's why I'm fortunate. I've been in this position for 21 years. I have a huge network, not only across the state of Arizona, but across the country, of people that are doing the same job as me, and it definitely does help me when I'm doing my investigations to have people that I can count on that have done this and that are doing this and that I can rely on to get me the information that I need in a timely manner.
Sergeant, do you go to national conferences that are all about gang officers learning more about gangs?
Absolutely. We go to many different conferences. Specifically, we like California because we're so close, and the majority of our gang members are, like Detective Isle said, transient from that area. So we work very closely with those guys. We try to attend their conferences, and they attend our conferences because of trying to build those resources. And some of the success stories that I can say that we have with that and talking with those other agencies is if we have gang members here that commit crimes and they flee back to their area, because of our connections, we've been able to call those other units and be like, "Hey, this individual is back there," and we've been able to successfully capture them, and perhaps they have other criminal charges there, or we are just based off on our criminal charges here. So having that connection is vital to the success of our unit.
And some of the things, like when you arrest somebody for gangs, and if he came out of California or you had to go to California and extradite, that doesn't make the news. It's just that he was arrested for drugs or how much drugs he has. The public doesn't hear the agency's work behind the scenes to get that individual here.
That is correct. So we've talked about we don't like to put any information out on the specific gang members that we're arresting. We don't want to give them any notoriety or anything that they can take back and boast either their gang status individually or the gang itself.
Right.
And I can piggyback on that. Just one of the things that we've been working on through our gang association is trying to bring awareness to this issue that you're touching on there, Larry, as far as the gang members that are perpetrating crimes against law enforcement officers. You're probably not aware of it, and most people aren't aware of it, but just this year alone, we've had 12 police officers shot by gang members in the state of Arizona.
In Arizona alone?
Just in the state of Arizona. We actually had our partner in our unit, in the Mojave County gang unit, that was shot by a gang member in Kingman. And one of the things that we're trying to do through ASGIA is at least bring awareness to the community that, you know, these gang members are still here and they're still committing crimes. And, you know, in light of the climate in our state, in our country, with this almost like this anti-police
sentiment,
gang members are sort of taking the lead on this, on this, on this, this feeling that we're going to be the voice of the community, and we're going to stand up and we're going to commit violence against police officers.
So this gets back to see something, say something.
Certainly, and you know, it's really unfortunate that you never, even here in our own local community, when our partner was shot, you never heard in any of the press releases that this was a gang member that committed this crime. And that's not necessarily to say that it was intentional. It's just sometimes a lack of awareness.
Okay. Let's take a break. Our last one of the day. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger. All with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger. Cook the way you like it with fries and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Kitchen Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. Yeah, they're rolling into their second year. You heard Eric in here yesterday, getting ready to open in Mojave Valley and in Kingman. Yes, you'll be able to have healthy meals too. And you also heard about his meal prep solutions, and how he makes them right now for people in Kingman that come down and pick it up. They're set for lunch for the whole week. Well, you can do that too. And today's the day when he's giving 11% to a nonprofit. It's a public safety nonprofit, and it's going to the Marines for Toys for Tots. So if you go in there today, 11% of your meal is going to that. Actually, it's 22% because Mojave Mortgage matches that 11%. You can't beat that. That's all day today, Veterans Day, the 11th, 11% at ProFit Kitchen. Bed Bath & Beyond, remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor, new custom cabinets, and new custom countertops. They work in homes, mobile homes, even commercial. Okay, apartment buildings.
Yeah, they don't care.
And you all need that new functioning bathroom or kitchen. See the showroom. Call Kitchen Bath and Beyond. 928-788-1000. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for lunch today, or, you know, come shop. Downstairs, we got three restaurants plus an ice cream store over in the corner. Upstairs, you're going to find the Levi's store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn to the Pendleton shop. It, of course, right now, a nice warm Pendleton sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. Check it out. And we got five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable, great connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet and digital telephone and TV streaming service from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step. You need to pre-register. Okay? Go to TWNcom.com and sign up. /Mojave. And sign up and just get it. They're going to email you information when they're coming to your area. It's a 5-year project, so you want to know when they're coming to your backyard. You can also call 888-227-2095. All right, just a few minutes left with our detectives. And get this out of here. What about the graffiti problem? Do you directly connect that to gangs?
Well, it depends. You know, there's a lot of graffiti that, you know, we investigate in our community. All of the documented incidents of graffiti get reported. A patrol officer goes out to the scene. If there's evidence that can be collected, whether it be shoe prints or any other evidence that would be left behind by the perpetrator, sometimes they actually leave the spray paint cans that we're able to get fingerprints off of. But a majority of the graffiti in our community is what we call like tagger graffiti, not necessarily gang related. A small percentage of it is gang related graffiti. And when we get a gang graffiti case would be sent to us. And that's really one of the ways that we track who's here in our community. When we get a gang graffiti case, we make that a priority. Because oftentimes graffiti results in violence.
Right.
Whether it be a new gang moving into the neighborhood, or if we leave that graffiti there and another rival gang comes and crosses that graffiti out, that's disrespecting the rival gang. And oftentimes that could lead to an assault.
That's
an
a whole new ball assault, game then.
Or, yeah. Or even a drive-by shooting. And, you know, there's been murders over graffiti. So okay. we take gang graffiti very seriously. If I go out and I'm on patrol and I see a gang tag, as I would call it, a gang-related graffiti, I will call up and try to get that removed that same day.
Right.
We do not mess around with gang-related graffiti in our community. So that's one of the things that I would like to promote. If that is seen by any of your listeners or anybody that sees gang-related graffiti or, you know, we need to get that reported. And we need to get it removed from our city walls.
Okay. Jeff, how do people get in touch with you?
The best way to get a hold of us is to contact our gang unit directly, which is 928-763-2976. That goes directly to my desk.
Okay.
Directly to our office. That's mine and DJ.
Sergeant, detectives, thank you very much. Good information today. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
That's going to wrap it up. We'll see you Monday.
Is equal to the
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.